It is a good opportunity today, again, to remind ourselves that Europe cannot look or give an impression of fatigue when the war in Ukraine has not ended. We cannot get tired imposing sanctions. We cannot get tired offering assistance and help to Ukraine. We have to take very seriously Ukraine's request to start candidacy process to EU. And there is this feeling in the room that we would like to sit down and take a breath because the first 3 or even 4 weeks have been incredibly difficult, not to Ukraine, but to Europeans. And I think it's a very bad message to those who are actually fighting in Ukraine.
You're talking about new sanctions. What kind of new sanctions?
I think it is unavoidable to start talking about the energy sector, and we definitely can talk about oil, because it is the biggest revenue to Russian budget, and also it's quite easily replaceable because of our infrastructure and multiple suppliers existent.
Russia is now using hypersonic weapons. How should you react to that?
I think it's a question to the whole global alliance, let's say, the alliance who was supportive of sanctions and the whole attitude towards Russia. We have to start discussing about the red lines. Are there any? And what would be the red line for the West, for all of us? Now we're seeing shelling of civilian cities. We're seeing thousands of civilians dead. Obviously, it's still not a red line. But somewhere there has to be one. Well, mine has been already, but I'm a part of a global alliance where we are seeking a consensus. Therefore, I'm one voice saying that this is our war, and if we lose it, that's it. It's on us. I think that we have to tell Russians that we are very serious about their actions, and it's not just that we are allowing everything to go on as Putin has planned.
Germany is still reluctant to commit to an energy embargo. How do you want to convince them?
Well, I think that German public is doing a lot of convincing to German government, and so far they have been quite successful at that. I hope that they will continue.
Can you expect fifth package? What message does Lithuania have to
it? I'm sorry?
What message does Lithuania have
to it? I think that, first of all, I mentioned some of the things that we have to be very serious about. One of the things that we also should not forget is the defense of the eastern flank. And since I'm coming from the Baltic states, I would specify that the Baltic states are in desperate need of additional attention when it comes to security and defense. We have been relying on deterrence. I think that phase should be over, and we have to rely now on actual standing defense. I think we need to see more equipment and, first of all, the actual defense plans of the Baltic countries that would reflect the changed strategic reality of the region.
Military assistance from Europe to Ukraine has already been processed. I mean, some parts of it. What is Ukraine still in need for at the moment? What is still going to come from Europe in terms of military equipment?
There is some information that not every country that has committed to helping Ukraine has actually delivered on its promise. So that's a, you know, for every country to internally review its process, what else can be done? Ukraine needs more weapons. With the weapons that were provided, Ukraine has managed to stop the Russian invasion so far, and with the will to fight. So if we're serious about giving Ukraine a chance to defend their own country, we have to be extremely serious about the weapons that we're providing. And first of all, and we're not talking about huge and very sophisticated weaponry. It's the weapons that allow to stop the tanks and then shoot down the airplanes. It's Stingers and Javelins. And I've been saying that, you know, since the invasion began. Instead of hopes and prayers, let's send Stingers and Javelins.
Does Europe need a central distribution system for the refugees?
I would think so, yes. Because the scale of refugees is unprecedented. We haven't seen anything like it, nor in 2015, basically since the Second World War. So I think that the refugee crisis is just started. And we're seeing in Lithuania, we're seeing thousands of people coming in every day. So far we're managing, but if it's not stopping, obviously we will need a central assistance from Brussels. No. Well, I think that China didn't show in any way that it's choosing a right side of history. So, and I personally do not believe that there is a gray zone, a sort of a sit on the fence position in this in this war. We have to choose a side, and I would trust those who choose the side of Ukraine.